Hey, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, it's me, Gigi, talking directly to you. I'll skip the pleasantries because I know what you've clicked on this audio to do, and before you do it, hear me out. I've been debating on telling you a secret, and I think I'm ready to. If I tell you, do you promise to keep it to yourself? I can't afford to have this kind of thing circling around just anywhere on the internet. So, can I trust you? Yeah? Okay. So, I'm an empath. I don't mean that I can take a look at your facial expression and tell that something's off. I'm talking, fifth dimension empath. Yeah, I know this sounds like some 1970s pseudoscience bullshit, but, bear with me, please. I can feel an individual anywhere in the world, as long as they're thinking of me. Kind of like, they're reaching out to me with their mind. And, when I started this whole not safe for work audio thing, I didn't really think it through. I end up sensing a lot. A lot of things. A lot of pleasure, really. More than I thought I could. At first, it was overwhelming. I didn't expect so many of you to feel that strongly, and in so many different time zones. Wow. But, it got easier to navigate all of this lust, and I learned to drown it all out. Well, almost all of it. But you are like a beacon or something. Out of this crowd of people that have gradually accumulated over the past few months, you're the loudest. Your pleasure is the strongest. And if I'm being honest here, the way you feel when you listen to me, it's so powerful that I'm actually feeling it too. Like I'm, sharing it with you, not just sensing that it exists. You don't need to be masturbating for me to feel you, though. I can sense when you listen to my softer parts of my recordings, too. Like the ones when we're cuddling, or like, when you've seen a new post from me, or like right before you open this audio. And, I can feel you listening to me right now. It feels nice in multiple ways. Well, it's nice in that, I know why you're here. You're already a little excited. I like, feeling that anticipation you have. Maybe a little impatience. Only because we both know what you're waiting for and how great it feels. But besides that, you have something unique that I like. Well, love, you have total immersion. The way you throw yourself into my voice, and the passion with which you feel my intentions, it's made my connection to you so strong that the usual stream of feedback I receive is, it's been intensified to the point where distance no longer matters. I feel like I'm there with you. Another thing that's unique is, well, I've heard the sounds you make while you're listening to me. The ones you stifle, the ones you let out, even just your heartbeat speeding up. Actually, I've felt you bucking your hips into your hand while you're listening to me. I've felt my cunt around your cock. the way that you imagine it, the way that I've told you to feel it. No one is able to make me feel that. A good amount of people feel lust because of what I make, which in itself is a lovely feeling, but no one, I mean, no one else has been so immersed so completely in my storytelling that I've been close to coming just from feeling their pleasure. But you have something that makes you special. And even though I don't know what it is or who you are, I love you for it. For sharing it with me. Maybe you're an empath too? But what you've come here for, right? I want to give it to you. I do. Believe me, I do. But I want something from you too. Do you want to know what it is? Yeah, of course you do. Why else would you still be listening after hearing that psychobabble at the beginning? Okay, well, I'll tell you what I want. I want this. This pleasure I get from you listening to me. This connection. It's amazing, really. I do love it. It's borderline telepathy. As you can imagine, whenever I feel you tuning in, it gets very hard to focus on anything but the way my body begins to feel, as well as the way I'm making you feel. It's my favorite when you listen to the longer audios. I love getting to feel you come. And, I get close too. But just as I begin to tip over the edge, you let go too early, or your mind blinks out, just something happens. It's not like I can blame you for releasing when you need to. I mean, it's my audios that make you feel this good, so really, you're just doing what you know I want you to do. But I want you to feel it more. All of it. More intensely. To really feel all of it. So I can too. Which is why I'm recording this right now. But anyway, do you think you can do that for me? Do you think you can let yourself feel really good for me to try to reach out for me too? Yeah? Okay. Let's give it a go. I have to admit, I'm excited to see how intense our connection can get. And I'm also excited to see how far you'll go for me, how strongly you'll feel the sensations, and how we'll feed off of each other's pleasure. Well, this is the fun part. What am I going to do to please you today? What fits my fancy in your mood? I have to admit, I get off in this part, deciding which of us has the control in these audios. It's the beauty of being a switch, isn't it? But it's so hard to choose sometimes. I do like the idea of having my own plaything, and you fit that role perfectly. You've proven yourself to be an eager and obedient pet, but you're also such a lovely presence that I can feel really safe around, that I could probably even love myself submit to. If it's a monster girl role play, a long trancy hypno audio, or just a quick fuck, your mind allows the words I speak to come to fruition in some of the most beautiful ways. No matter what audio of mine you're listening to, I can always feel that pleasurable ache building in my groin, just the way that it's building in yours now. Your thoughts are getting pretty dirty now. Oh, you should go ahead and tease yourself for me, if you want. Or you can hold out. And let yourself throb while I touch my clit and speak to you. Yeah, that's right. I am really touching my clit. While I'm recording this, just thinking of what you'll feel when you listen to this. Somewhere inside, you're a bit ashamed of how horny I make you, though, aren't you? Of how enamored you've become with me and my voice. I know you've wondered how I could sound so good while you're on the precipice. Just how could my tone speak so strongly to you? Well, it's because I know you want to belong to someone and to own them too. To have them speak the words you need to hear, but to be claimed so softly and so tenderly, but to also be so raw, so mindless that you can achieve primal release. You want to be known. And I know you. You've got a bit of a Gigi habit. An addiction, even. Shh, don't get too flustered by my words. Darling, it's okay to want more, to be infatuated with me. I want you to be. It's delightful to feel how needy you can get. Stay in this moment with me as I tease you with my breaths, with my tone, as I make you squirm. You know I'm rubbing myself right now. You know I'm thinking of only you. So think only of me. Just listen to me and let yourself feel what I tell you to. Nothing you're unfamiliar with, is it? No, it's not. So, let's see inside that kinky mind of yours. What's your poison today? You won't hide anything from me, will you? No. And if your mind starts to wander, well, it'll just wander to me. Not that you could hear the word wander and think of anything but my tag. But enough of my modesty. This is what you've been thinking of recently. Slime girls. Well, I guess that's not too surprising, seeing how much you like my monster girl audios. You know the ones. The possessive, the evil, the motherly. All as sensual as the last. No, don't act indignant. You clicked on these audios. You saw the tags. On this one in particular. Or did you just see my name and click? Oh, that whimper is telling me enough. Now, let your slime girl take care of you. Be a good pet and let me in. You don't need to do anything other than what you're already doing. Be it teasing yourself with your hand or listening to me, submerging yourself within me. Feel me stirring from that corner of your mind that you've reserved just for me. Feel me awakening within you, regaining control. And as you relish this heat in your groin that my voice elicits, you can feel us, your pleasure, my words, replacing your thoughts in that familiar way that you've grown to love. You don't need the hypnotic language to trance, to feel my effect on you. No, you just need the sound of my voice, lilting, soft, assertive, sensual. It envelops you, The way you want to be enveloped. The way my new body is enveloping you. Can you feel me? Of course you can. It's softer than you imagined. Warmer, too. It is as oppressive as my influence on your mind is. Not completely in control at this point, but definitely enough to be guiding the reins. My form, it's feminine and curvy, but inescapable, impossible to grapple with. Even though I'm all over you, even though I'm crowding your mind with my words, it's not enough to just be surrounded by me like this. In your mind, you're wondering about the shape of my ass, the softness of my breasts as I perch atop you, climbing your body, even as parts of me ooze around you, submerging you while I move my face closer to yours. Go ahead, stick your hands on my ass cheeks. Give them a nice spank. I know you want to. Curvaceous, tempting, full, and gelatinous. Go for it. Your hands are sinking in, and they're stuck. My knees rest on either side of you, and my body begins to encase yours. Melting bit by bit, trapping your legs, your arms, your torso. Oh, don't you love this predicament? How quickly you've become my plaything. But what you fail to grasp, darling, is that you're just as intoxicating to me as I am to you. Your presence, it's the sweetest wine. Could drink a case of you and still not have enough. So give me all of it. All of you. I want to get drunk on you. I want to drown in you, and I want you to do the same with me. Lose yourself in me. Just let me taste your lips. No. This isn't enough. I need just a little bit more. It's easier to sense you like this. While I'm playing with you. While our bodies are feeling each other. While I'm pulling around your limbs. Still, you're blocking parts of yourself away from me. You do have some stubborn walls, darling, but it's okay. It's your armor to shield yourself from threat. That's been a very short time since you first heard my voice. Eventually, I'll wear those walls down. Even while they're still up, though, I can feel who you are deep inside. And that soul, that core, is something I want to corrupt. I want to push past these defenses, but you need to let them down when you're comfortable. I'm right here, and I won't go anywhere. You'll keep feeling me, and I'll keep feeling you as long as we need to. Feeling. Can you feel me teasing different parts of you with my body? Now that I've allowed myself to melt around you? Dozens of my tendrils grazing behind your ears, lightly wrapping around your throat, teasing at your nipples, binding you in place. So you can't do anything but feel that cock twitch. Furtive flicks of me gliding between your thighs, tickling gently so close to your groin, enveloping your balls, cheekily squeezing at your ass. Oh, you're just aching for it, aren't you, Pat? I know you are. I know what you want. But just let me smother you with my breasts now. They're pretty cozy, aren't they? Yeah? Be a good boy for your mommy and take my nipple in your mouth. They're so fucking full of yummy milk. And they're sensitive. You can help mommy by suckling. Oh, by licking. By tugging them with your lips. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that. Oh, God. Good boy. It's so cute how you associate the word mommy with goddesshood and fertility. It makes me feel so powerful and just deviantly divine. You really put me on a pedestal, you know? It makes me so wet. But it's also a little pathetic, the effect I have on you. Now, help me by drinking up all of my milk. The pressure is really quite unbearable. I need you to suck. Suck. Suck up every last drop. Oh, well, you're a thirsty one, aren't you? Oh. And as you suck in my milk, let it wash away your thoughts. My voice and body serve such a wonderful distraction from yourself. Listen to me. Feel my warmth from the inside out. Feel it teasing at your every nerve. Oh. What I said about you being pathetic? Don't worry about that. You're safe with me. I promise I wouldn't ever be able to hurt a thing like you. Except in the ways you want me to hurt you. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't know how weak you are for me. For all of these appendages wrapping around you, undulating about your body, constricting just a tad and slipping up and down everywhere but where it really counts. These lovely tendrils kissing you, brushing against you, suckling. That reminds me. Did you know that every time you suckle on my nipples, I can feel it on my clit? Oh, darling, your mouth is so greedy now. Oh, my needy boy. Oh, my needy good boy. Oh, you want me to let go and feel good so you can listen to my moans, don't you, sweetie? As tempting as that sounds, just let me take care of you for a little. I promise that I'll be gentle in this audio, at least. Let yourself feel as much of this pleasure as you can. Feel it so you can give me as much of it as you can. And then you can hear my moans. I was made for this. For feeling your pleasure. For making you feel mine. And you were made for it too. To feel all this sexual energy building and building inside of you. I don't want you to restrict yourself. You'll never be too much for me. Show me how vivid your fantasies are, how debauched your pleasures can be. Don't water yourself down. Show me these truly dirty desires. Don't hide yourself from me. Just be vulnerable and open for me. Let me in. Show me what you're ashamed of. What you really want. I want you to unleash all that pent-up energy. Release it into me. Let me see you in rapture, and I'll let you into my own private world. I invite you inside of me to become intertwined with me, to form a symbiosis with me, mingle with me, to... You just don't stop sucking, do you? I can feel more and more of my yummy milk inside you. Yeah? You want me on your cock yet? I want you just to span me, darling. Just let go of all that resistance towards having me actually inside of you. Let me push a little more. We feel each other. Feel each other's thoughts now. Oh, this, I actually might get a little teary. Oh, my sweet boy, you're so pure here in your core. How did you? Oh, how are your passions so strong? Why did you hide this part of yourself from the world, my pet? This part of you, the real you, belongs on display, not that facade. There. Just keep drinking mommy's milk, and let me whisper sweet nothings into your ears. What shall I do with you, my little boy? You had so many dirty things hidden back there. Maybe I'll thrust a shaft of slime down your throat and make you take it. Yeah, until you're gagging and choking. Let mommy to train your gag reflex. Or maybe I'll part your ass cheeks and take you there. Or maybe both. Is my good boy as much of a slut for penetration as mommy is? Oh, and why stop there? I could take one of my limbs, flatten it out, and give you a nice paddling. To remind you, well, you need to let mommy in, of course. Or I could just keep you bound with my tentacles and moan into your ears while I trail one little tendril across your frenulum until your cock is leaking everywhere, dripping into my body, onto yourself. Edging my good boy for as long as I want. So many options to choose from. But right now, I'm feeling a little selfish. Yeah. Keep drinking my milk as I chase some pleasure. Yeah, these binds, they're just my body, so let me use your hands. I'll show you. Any part of me can gain pleasure in this form, darling. Why don't you curl those fingers just so, and I'll change. Yeah, that's so good. Both of your hands being pinned, being used by my slippery pussies. Yeah. Oh, someone's taking initiative. Yeah, keep going, honey. You're actually quite good at this. How did you know to quirk those fingers just like that? To use your thumbs like that? Oh, how did you know I wanted to be touched like that? That entangling of our minds? You leaned into me just as much as I leaned into you. Yeah? You want to give me pleasure? You want to see the rest of me shine for the world too? Want to hear me cry out for you when I come? Daddy, maybe I know. Our shared arousal, our shared lust, this pleasure, it's so intense. Let me feel it. Let me feel all of it. Oh. mean my milk has entered every little bit of you, though, Daddy. I mean, my good boy. Yeah, my good boy. Mommy still has control. I still have the reins, darling. I still have you wrapped in my body, inside and out. My voice, my mind. I have the ability to ensnare you, honey. Don't be mistaken. Don't worry. You don't have to keep pushing back against this. I know I said I wanted to corrupt you, and yes, it is tempting to break you, but I promise I'll let you go after. Now, feel my milk mixed with your milk leaking from the tip of your cock back into me as I finally slide my tight little slime fuck hole around you. Good boy. Fuck into me, my good boy. Fuck into me. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Good boy. Oh, feel my pussy gripping you. Slippery, as thick and viscous as honey, as it completely covers your cock. Oh, there's no escape now. Nowhere you can go. You've never had a cock massage like this before, have you? And all you can do is take it. Oh, the suction. It's as if the pussy I made for you is completely composed of thousands of little pearls that massage you while thrusting up and down. How does mommy's slime light feel on your cock? You may not last very long this time, huh? Don't worry. You don't need to. I won't want you to last much longer. I want you to release inside me. And soon, I'm pretty close myself. Oh, can't you feel the contractions of my pussy? Yeah. It wants you to come inside. It needs it. To be filled. To be bred. Oh, this feels so, so good. I don't want you to stop, but at the same time, I really need to feel you coming inside me. Feeling me. Claiming me. Fucking me. Fucking claiming my body as I claim you. As I claim your body. Yes. Yes. Daddy. You naughty boy. Did I say you could thrust? That's all right, honey. I know you just can't resist or hold on much longer. I can feel how strong your urge to ravage me is, and this, yes, this symbiosis of my mind and yours, my body and yours, it makes me feel so full of pleasure, affection. It's perfection. We fit together so well, my dear. I feel like I'm filling you up. You make me feel full. As if you complete me. As I can feel you becoming so full from me. Feel us melting together. I'd be like putty in your hands. If I wasn't already slime. Moan for me. Keep moaning for me. And fuck me with everything you have. Give me everything. Take me. I don't know how much longer I can hold on. Please, just use me like a cock slave. Like your little whore. And make me yours. I was supposed to be the one in control, but you fucking me like this. It makes me feel like a fuck doll, and I love it so, so much. It's gonna make me come. I won't stop. I won't stop. I won't let let you go. Feel me covering you completely in my slime, enveloping every bit of you. So you're as one as I touch every bit of your skin, stroking and caressing you everywhere, cradling and fondling your balls, teasing your asshole, and work your shaft so I can milk every last drop of your cum out of your balls into me. Yes, this cum is gonna be mine. It's gonna spill into my pussy, and you're gonna make me a real mommy. My cum, my cock, my squirming, my writhing good boy. You're mine. You are mine. Fuck coming. Let mommy fill up your ass and fuck it. That's right. I told you I was gonna claim you. Oh, you're whimpering. You thought we were going to let go together just now? Oh, honey, you want this more, though. I know you do. Feel me pressing into you, filling you up. Your ass is mine, and I'll treat it gently, but... I love those moans. I just want to hear you. Tell me, who's your fave? Who's your favorite slime? Who is your absolute favorite slime girl, hmm? Gigi? That's right, it's me. Good boy. Get used to my slime cock inside of you. And wriggle your hips again. He's your cock. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fill me with your seed. Don't hold back anything. Fuck. Fuck. Give it all to me. You, your cock, your ass, the way you're fucking me. You're ruining my pussy. I'm stuck on you. I can't stop milking you. It's so hard to keep from slipping into the dirty slut I want to be for you. Really, it is, but my pussy's betraying me. I'm always a slut for you. Give me what it wants. Give my pussy your cum. I'll coax out every bit of that sexual energy, destroy all the dams you're building to keep yourself feeling pleasure until you explode for me like a fucking supernova. There won't be a barrier left in you to stop me from having my way with you. Fuck me harder, faster, faster with your fingers. Use that cock, use your mouth. Yeah, my tits are morphing so that my slime is bearing down on you the way my juicy ass would. My pussy on your mouth. Yeah, baby, use that tongue on my clit. Suck on it, lick on it, draw a little circle and move the tip of your tongue side to side. Oh, keep fucking me, keep licking me, keep fingering me, keep going, don't stop. Don't stop, you greedy, thirsty fuck. I love it. Worship my pussy. Suck on it like it's your only hope for sustenance. While I keep thrusting and thrusting and thrusting into you, hitting your prostate, rubbing against it. Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you? You like my slime cock fucking your ass? You love it. I can feel it. I can feel you. I can feel you. I can feel you coming. We're coming. It doesn't stop. Just keep going. Let's to see you. I feel so full. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. 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 I can't fuck you. Fucking. Slut. Damn. Fuck yeah. Good boy. What a good boy. Taking me inside of you like this. Giving me your pleasure. So willingly. I can't think of what else to say. That felt a bit unreal. It still does. Being so close with you, I could just stay here forever. You're right. Why did I ever promise to let you go? Just let me remove myself, leave you, and come to rest atop of you, cuddle you, and give you little kisses all over your body. You deserve it. Our time together will soon be over, but you'll be back. I know you will, my little addict. My good boy, I miss you already. Now, just relax and get up when you can. I feel my jelly might have made you somewhat jelly yourself. But before I go, tell me again, who is your absolute favorite? Good boy.